Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
Mayor de Blasio talks testing at his daily briefing. He says the city will begin an ad campaign to encourage more people to be tested for coronavirus. He says another 28 testing sites will be opened in the coming weeks, including 16 in partnership with advanced care physicians. The mayor says the city has hired more than 1,700 contact tracers who will be doing their work by June 1st. The New York Stock Exchange reopened its trading floor this morning with Governor Cuomo ringing the opening bell. He did wear a face mask. Correspondent Aaron Katursky says things don't look the same.
Clumps of traders crowded around computer screens are no more. There are now plexiglass barriers on the stock exchange floor. There are fewer traders allowed on the floor, and the ones that are there must wear masks. They must also find a way to work that does not involve public transportation. And once there, the floor brokers must follow a new choreography that includes a temperature check and limits on where they can stand. The trading floor closed 2 months ago after several traders contracted coronavirus.
The Wall Street Journal says floor traders must also sign a liability waiver that prevents them from suing the stock exchange if they get infected there. That waiver has created tensions between the exchange and some Wall Street firms. At least one firm, Morgan Stanley, is reportedly not planning to put its traders back on the floor. A senior manager at the floor brokerage firm, Meridian Equity Partners, says he feels completely confident about going back to the floor. Dentists and physicians may begin doing elective surgeries and other invasive procedures today in New Jersey. The State Department of Health released guidelines on how to proceed with caution. They include screening for staff, an established plan for cleaning and disinfecting. In most cases, staff and patients must wear face masks. Westchester County and the rest of the Mid-Hudson Valley region entered phase one of reopening today. Long Island joins in tomorrow. But things will be a long way from normal.
Only a limited amount of businesses opening, construction, retail with curbside pickup only, and manufacturing among them. Westchester County Executive George Latimer says the economy needs it.
It's a step in the right direction. We obviously want to, you know, maintain the numbers decrease so that we can go to the next phase, which will take us maybe as much as 2 weeks to get to, in which we'll open up all retail normally. And we'll open up offices, and we have a lot of corporate headquarters.
But he knows it will take time for things to get back to normal because not everyone will feel safe, even though he's confident the numbers will stay low and people will adhere to the new protocols.
But I think in Westchester specifically, you have a well-educated population. People understand what we're dealing with. They understand how serious it is. We've lost 1,300 people in this county, and I think, you know, we're prepared to make the continued sacrifice necessary.
Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds News.
The Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn is allowing its churches to reopen today. Bishop Nicholas DiMarzio says they can open for private prayer and funerals, plus limited baptisms and weddings. No more than 10 people will be allowed in the church at one time, and face coverings must be worn. This is step one in a three-step process. Step two will be a resumption of daily Mass. The final step will be Sunday Masses. California Governor Gavin Newsom has released guidelines for worship services to resume. Here's correspondent Dan Simon.
Newsom says individual counties can make the final call. Attendance must be at 25% of a building's capacity or 100 people, whichever is less. It's also recommended that both staff and guests wear face coverings and that staff be screened for temperature and symptoms at the beginning of their shifts.
Sharing items like prayer books, prayer rugs, and hymn books is discouraged. Single-use or digital copies are suggested. The White House has scheduled no coronavirus task force briefing today, but there are other matters on the president's schedule.
President Trump attends a ceremonial swearing-in today for the new director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, who'd been serving in Congress as a Republican from Texas. The Senate confirmed Ratcliffe last week on a party-line vote, 49 to 44. Late this afternoon, the president delivers remarks in the Rose Garden about protection for American seniors with diabetes. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany will hold a press briefing mid-afternoon.
Correspondent Karen Travers reporting. The FBI manhunt continues for 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia. The UConn student is wanted for two murders, a kidnapping, an assault, and a home invasion. His family has urged him to turn himself in. The crime spree started last Friday in Willington, Connecticut, where a 62-year-old man was killed and another man was assaulted. Later, a 23-year-old man was found dead in Derby. His girlfriend had been kidnapped. The woman was later released unharmed in Paterson, New Jersey. Manfredonia was last seen in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Police consider him to be armed and dangerous. Suffolk County police officers rescued five people from a burning building in Huntington Station early today. The fire was in a two-story building on New York Avenue, with commercial businesses on the ground floor, two apartments above. Authorities say when officers Matthew Berube, Michael Haggerty, Giacomo Marchese, and John Farrell arrived, they found four family members, including a six-year-old boy, trapped on the roof. The officers used an extension ladder to bring them down. They also located a woman in a second-floor apartment and safely escorted her out of the building. The family members were evaluated at a hospital. No word yet on the cause of the fire.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.